Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Metzia, Perik Tess, Mishnah Hey. Am Kabel Sadam Achaveri, again, we have someone who accepts to work in someone else's field as an aris. He's going to give a chelik of what grows to the owner proportionately, whether it's a half, a third, a quarter, whatever they make up. Lamaisa Veloy Asasa. The field didn't produce the way it normally does during other years. Only a small amount of tefuah came up. So the Makabel, who sees in the middle of the season that, uh-oh, things aren't going his way, he says, I'm not going to be left with much of it. It's not worth my work. So he wants to say, I change my mind. I'm stopping. Zakta Mishnah, Im Yeshba, if there's enough tefuah, Kedei Lahamid Kri, to be able to make a pile, which is two saw of tefuah. At the end of the processing, they had special kalim that would help them like scoop or pile up the tefuah into neat piles. So that's how it was. The way the keli worked, if you had two saw, you made a pile. So after he's going to deduct from the tefuah all the expenses, he's going to be left with two saw. Chayiv, then the makabel, the one who agreed to work in the field, is obligated to topple but to continue working, even if right now he's not so interested in this deal. He says, what? At the end, I'm going to have two saw. I'm going to have to give away half or a third or a quarter. Yeah, you made a deal. You have to stay with it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, he argues on the Tanakama. He says, how can you just give a shear of a kri, of two saw? Ma kitzva, what kind of a set amount is there of a kri? Just saying a pile. If it's a small field, and at the end he's going to be left with two saw, so we're going to say, listen, it's a small field, do your work. But you're telling me if it's a huge field, 10 times the size, he has to do all that work for the same two saw? Elarab, says Rabbi Yehuda, Im yeshba kedei nefila, and that means the tefuah that's going to grow in this field will be enough to be able to replant the field next year. So for a larger field, you're going to need a lot more. For a smaller field, a lot less. That's the shear. But the Batrura says that Yalach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Yalach is like the Tanakama that says we are Mishire the field, whether it's big or small, with the shear of Tusa. So what do we have in our Mishnah? We have a person that was Makabel a field, Makabel to work on a field. He's an Oris. He made up to give away half or a third or a quarter. Then he realizes the field is not doing well. It's just not worth the work for what he's going to be left with. Could he back out or not? The Tanakama says, if at the end of the day the field's going to produce two saw, then he has to keep working. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not an even shear. I say that the shear is kedei nefila, that there has to be at least enough to be able to replant the field. So if it's a large field, you would need a lot more. A smaller field, less. He wants to back out. He says it's too much work for too little profit, so we have to measure what kind of work is it. A large field is a lot of work. A smaller field is less work. So don't give me one standard shear, but Lamaisa L'Halacha is like the Tanakam.